When I first became the spiritual director, I was told that I could take 5 minutes to give a short message. And I said, well, that's a fervorino. So it's my title. Not knowing the speaker and what exactly she was going to share with us, so I'm thinking, what do I share or what do I focus on? Well, I'm always wanting, and I do it every single communal reconciliation service, I give out one penance, a card. And on one side of the card is a prayer of surrender. On the other side are the fruits of the Spirit. Because I believe the fruits of the Spirit, you need to know those so that you can check yourself according to Galatians 5:22. Check yourself. How are you doing? And all the nine fruits of the Spirit. And I'm going to list these. I'm going to use a translation, which I've loved that since I've come across it just before Lent, the booklets that I ordered. Okay, I don't want to go on. I know. I only have 5 minutes. Okay. the translation that I'm going to share, I'm going to say the fruits, which are not in the translation. The translation uses action. You know, you say, I love everybody. What does that mean? So what is the action that we need to look at? The translation is from The Message, the Catholic Ecumenical Edition translation. And it's excellent. You read it, you say, well, is that scripture? Yes, it is. Okay. So it begins, but what happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives, much the same way that fruit appears in an orchard. Things like, and I've added the words, love, affection for others, joy, exuberance about life, peace, serenity, patience. We develop a willingness to stick with things, kindness, a sense of compassion in the heart, goodness or generosity, and a conviction that a basic holiness permeates things and people. Faithfulness. We find ourselves involved in loyal commitments. Mildness or gentleness. Not needing to force our way in life. And finally, self-control, or translated chastity. Able to marshal and direct our energies wisely. This next part is by Donald Gray Barnhouse. Don't ask me who he is. I just have a book that I came across this. Love is the key. Joy is love singing. Peace is love resting. Patience, long-suffering, is love enduring. Kindness is love's touch. Goodness is love's character. Faithfulness is love's habit. Gentleness is love's self-forgetfulness. Self-control is love holding the reins. I'll tell you a little story about an example of love. A little boy was told by his doctor that he could save his sister's life by giving her some blood. The six-year-old girl was near death, a victim of disease from which the boy had made a marvelous recovery 2 years earlier. Her only chance for restoration was a blood transfusion from someone who had previously conquered the illness. Since the two children had the same rare blood type, the boy was the ideal donor. Johnny, would you like to give your blood for Mary? The doctor asked. The boy hesitated. His lower lip started to tremble. Then he smiled and said, sure, Doc, I'll give my blood for my sister. Soon the two children were wheeled into the operating room, Mary pale and thin, Johnny robust and the picture of health. Neither spoke, but when their eyes met, Johnny grinned. As his blood siphoned into Mary's veins, one could almost see new life come into her tired body. The ordeal was almost over when Johnny's brave little voice broke the silence. Say, Doc, when do I die? It was only then that the doctor realized what the moment of hesitation, the trembling of the lip, had meant earlier. Little Johnny actually thought that in giving his blood to his sister, he was giving up his life. And in that brief moment, he made his great decision. I'm going to end with a poem that I have, just a few copies if you would like a copy of it. It's called Love Is. Love is the filling from one's own another's cup. Love is the daily laying down and taking up. A choosing of the stony path through each new day, that other people may tread with ease a smoother way. Love is not blind, but looks abroad through others' eyes, and asks not, must I give, but may I sacrifice. Love hides its grief that other hearts and lips may sing, and burden walks that other lives may buoyant wing. Hast thou a love like this within thy soul? 'Twill crown thy life with bliss when thou dost reach the goal.